Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Poly Medicure Quarterly Earnings Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashish from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Mr. Kashish, you are on the talk mode now. Please move ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Shiv. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would welcome you all to Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings call of Poly Medicure Limited. Today, we have senior management of the company with us, represented by Mr. Himanshu Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Vijayvargiya, CFO, and Mr. Avinash Chandra, Company Secretary. I thank the management of Poly Medicure for giving ICICI Securities the opportunity to host this call. And with this, I hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, Himanshu, sir.
Thank you, Kashish, and good afternoon to everyone on the call. I'll take you through the quarter three earnings and also through the 9 months revenue of the company. And just for information sake, so I will inform you about what we have done in the quarter and also over the 9 months. So for on standalone basis, the company's revenue grew by around 18% from quarter three last year to quarter three FY23-24. EBITDA has also increased, from 66 crores to 84 crores, and PAT has increased from 47.5 crores to 61.46 crores. So EBITDA, there is an increase of 27%, and PAT, there is an increase of 29% roughly. On the consolidated basis, the quarterly revenue has grown from 284.83 crores to 339.6 crores, increase of around 19%. And EBITDA margin has grown from 69 crores to 90 crores, around 30% increase. And PAT has grown from 50 crores to around 65 crores, which is close to 30% increase. So as per the guidance we have given in the beginning of the year, and then we revised the guidance during the second quarter, the company has overall grown in 9 months by on standalone basis by 22% and on consolidated basis by around 23.4%. So we have revised the guidance between 22 and 24% for revenue growth, and we are in that range. And also for EBITDA, we had also given a guidance of around 25%. So our EBITDA for 9 months stands as around 26%, close to 26%. And on console basis also, the EBITDA for 9 months is around close to 26%. So we are in the range which we have already, given to our shareholders. On the business front, in 9 months, the revenue, standalone revenue, has increased from 774 crores to 946 crores, with an increase of 22.15%. And EBITDA has gone from 9 months, EBITDA has gone from 187 crores to 252 crores. And PAT has increased by 121 crores, from 121 crores to 181 crores. So significant increase in EBITDA and PAT in terms of absolute numbers. PAT has almost grown by 50% for 9 months, if we consider from FY22-23 to FY23-24. On consolidated level, the revenue increased from 108 crores to 998 crores, and EBITDA has increased from 186 crores to 261 crores, a 40% increase. And PAT has increased from 120 crores to 189.9 crores, almost 190 crores. A 57% increase in PAT over 9 months. So the company has performed as per the guidance given in the initial part of the year and also during the mid part of the year. And we are very confident that whatever guidance we are given for the full year, we should be able to hit those numbers. So far, we have seen good 9 months, and also January month was a good month. So where we have seen steady increase in revenue. So we will continue with the current guidance. For FY25, we feel that we will start with the guidance of 20% plus and see maybe during end of first quarter, beginning of second quarter, after assessing the real situation, we will be able to give it the right picture. But I think so far with the current momentum, we see that we should be able to grow 20% over also in the next fiscal year. In the current 9 months, we have seen that domestic business has grown by around 18% and export business has grown to close to 24%. For domestic business, I think the growth is slightly lower than what we had anticipated. We hope that we will be able to cover this up, and we are taking some steps to ensure that the domestic business also grows at the same pace as export business. So we will be taking some adequate steps during the next few months and during the next financial year so that we have a better growth rate in the domestic business also. On the renal business front, we have grown, if you look at quarter-to-quarter growth from last year's to current financial year, we have grown 28%. And then with regulation coming in, we are very hopeful that, and with standardization coming in through BIS, we are very hopeful that the run rate will increase. So we should end this current financial year around 90 crores of renal business. But in the next financial year, we are very hopeful to grow to around 140 to 145 crores. So that's the guidance we have with the renal business. So we should grow by over 50% for the next year because we see now the traction. We are already investing in new capacity build-up, and that will help us to reach this new revenue numbers of 140 to 145 crores for the next fiscal. Our machines, Made in India machine, so we have upgraded that machine and now we have more than 50% local content. We'll be launching the new revised machine within this month. Earlier the machines are around 35% Made in India content, and now the new machines, the next generation of machines, are around 50% Made in India content. And this is a big milestone because this will allow us to now participate as a top tier supplier in a lot of government contracts because there's a preference for companies which have 50% local content. So hopefully this will help us to grow that business. And we have factored that in, and we'll probably be able to sell more machines next year. And that's the plan. In terms of our overseas subsidiaries, Italian subsidiary has done well. And Italian subsidiary has grown the business by around 50%. And also the company has generated approximately a PAT of around 7 crores over 9 months. In the same period last year, it had a loss of around 65 lakhs. So I think there's a big turnaround with increase in revenue and also the profitability. And I think we will continue with the same momentum. And next year also, I think we have plans to grow the company by around 35 to 40%. Going forward, we have launched our critical care division in India. There's a soft launch already done. Also, we'll be doing a soft launch of our cardiology business this month. And we are hopeful that we'll keep on adding more products as time progresses. I think we are very hopeful that this business will also be doing well. They've already hired around 20 people for critical care and cardiology business combined. And I think as we speak, we are adding more people in the team. And we will start with North India first, and then we will start covering West and South India. So that's the plan. And I think hopefully by end of quarter two next year, we should be having a pan-India coverage for both the divisions. In terms of the capex, we have done close to around 185 crores of capex for the first 9 months. And three plants are already ready and they have started functioning. And we'll be in a ramp-up phase now. And the fourth plant should be ready by early next year. Early next year means financial year, maybe in April, May. Already all the plant and machinery has been ordered and we are waiting for everything to arrive and then start production. So all new four plants will be up and running in the span of almost 24 months since we started and where we are today. And this has given us adequate infrastructure to grow the business for next 3 to 4 years. So the plan was to have adequate infrastructure across different verticals. So renal has adequate infrastructure now. SEZ in Jaipur is again, has adequate infrastructure to grow exports business. Also, the new businesses, cardiology and critical care, also will have adequate infrastructure to grow in coming years. So that's the growth, for the new businesses which we have planned. Export seems to be, growing quite steadily. We have grown again 40% in the quarter three in export in Europe business, which is by far still the biggest market. Almost 40 to 42% revenue still comes from Europe for exports. So if we are splitting the revenue again, we still maintain the same split of one-third India, one-third Europe, and one-third rest of the world. Last quarter, we have been granted 19 more additional patents. In the last 9 months, we have been granted 19 additional patents. So there is a steady increase of patents in the company. Our innovation team, R&D team, continues to design, develop new products, processes, and also improve the functional aspects of our existing products and develop new products. So that's been the DNA for the company, and we continue to do that. And you can see today the patent portfolio is now over 375 patents, which are active and live over different geographies. So we continue to work in that direction. In 2024, we plan to launch around 8 to 9 new products. Already the work has been going on for these products, and we are very hopeful that we'll be able to put them in market. Some related to infusion therapy, some are related to oncology, some are related to renal business, and some are related to even our transfusion business. We are also adding some new capacity in the transfusion business that will help us to meet some additional demand for exports and for the local market. And that capacity should be up and running by May. So that will also help us to increase our share in the domestic market for transfusion as well as in the export markets. We have also on the U.S. business, we have sent the first shipment. We received some feedback. We are working on some new additional improvements. We have also received two new products under U.S. FDA. Our total number of products are 4. Because the first shipment was after the FDA approval, we have sent the first shipment, and based on the feedback from the clinical side, we are going to make certain small changes in the products, and then we are going to send maybe the new shipment sometime in April, May. So the product, it's on track as per the plan which we had laid down. So it's pretty much on schedule, and hopefully by end of this year, which I had told earlier, that we'll have 8 to 10 products, and this will help us to grow the business to, as we have planned and talked about it earlier, to $15 to $20 million in the next 3 to 4 years. So we are in line with that, and I think manufacturing continues to be on our forte, though we see some disruptions in supply chain due to this Red Sea crisis, but it's not impacting us too much because we typically maintain 2 months of raw material stock inventory. And I think even with these delays, what we have seen through Red Sea, some imports were delayed, but I think we should be able to manage this with our safety stocks which we carry. On the customer front, yes, there are some delays. We are trying to mitigate them, by sending additional products to customers, maybe some through air freight and some also, some additional shipments so that they don't run out of inventory. But I think we'll have to be watching out this issue, because there will be also some increase in freight rates. But mostly the freight is paid by the customer, so it's not going to impact us directly or indirectly in terms of our P&L. But again, the point of concern is that shipments are getting delayed, and that may also impact some of the customers in terms of getting the products in time. This is all from my side as an update, and now back to ICI team to moderate the call.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anybody who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. The first question is on the line of Jaiveer Shekhawat from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sure, thanks a lot. And Mr. Baid and team, congratulations on another great quarter. So it was very nice to see your team at Arab Health recently driving awareness of Polymed brand. Okay. So could you highlight some of the initiatives you are taking apart from say, participating in these exhibitions to promote acceptance of Polymed brand across more regions in Europe and outside that as well?
That's a great question, and thank you for visiting our stand at Arab Health. So I think, you know, if you've seen at the stand, we were trying to push concepts.
Yes.
And we were not talking about products there. We were talking about that, okay, if you are looking at infusion therapy, this is the concept we offer for infusion therapy, or for renal, or for blood banking, and I think you have seen that across, or for oncology, or for diagnostics. So the idea was to sell concepts to customers that we are a total solution provider under this category of products. And that's why you should, you know, lean on our company. So that was the message we were trying to give. We also launched our cardiology products. You must have seen that. There was a display for cardiology also. So as we are speaking, we have done that. I think the response was good. And I think the idea is to stand out from what other people are doing. And that is helping us to perform better and better. And I think that was the whole idea at Arab Health.
Sure. And so you highlighted in your opening remarks that your domestic business growth has been lower than anticipated.
Yes.
So one, could you explain why was that the case? And then also, what is it that you're doing to sort of address growth going forward?
So, see, the growth was only 18.5%, you know, as compared to, you know, 21, 22 we were targeting. So I think that drop in growth is probably due to, you know, seasonal issues, or maybe because normally winter season is a healthy season. So we have seen little drop in demand, you know, in domestic market, which is very marginal. But I think also, you know, we are going to put more, you know, people on the ground. And as new divisions are lining up, basically, so we should be, and we have started, you know, small sales from the new division already. It's all in a build-up phase. So hopefully once this new division on track in next few months, we and again the plan for next year is, and renal is also going to grow now faster, because renal this year has grown only by 21-22% overall. So, which was supposed to go around 30-35% because of, you know, the regulation and this Chinese imports. But now we see a good traction going forward. We have already seen, you know, some changes in the market. So next year projection for renal is already 50% growth. So from 20-22%, if we are going to 50%, so everything will pull up, and these two new divisions will also contribute. So overall, I think next year the target is to grow by around between 20-23% in domestic business.
Sure. And so given the high amount of cash on your balance sheet, I'm assuming must be over 150 crores.
Yeah.
And plus also a lot of operating cash flow that are being generated. So any sense in terms of how you're thinking about deployment of these over the next 3 or 4 years? Because your capex needs, I'm assuming, will not be much. And also, if you can highlight about, say, operationalizing of the new facilities. You said you are yet to receive some of the molds and plants and machinery. If you can just highlight that.
Yeah. So on the cash front, see, basically, you know, we're still on a high capex cycle. As I mentioned, in first 9 months, we have spent around 185 crores on capex. And the plan was to spend close to around 200 crores, 220 crores for the year, but we may exceed that plan. And maybe spend around 230, 240 crores. And also next year, because as these new plants are new, we'll be adding more equipment, machines. So maybe next year also, we'll probably have a capex for 100, 150 crores, and we are setting our own gamma sterilization facility. So that will also go live at maybe end of next financial year, just to mitigate our risk for you know, our dependence on outside vendors. So currently we are from heavy cycle, we'll go to a moderate cycle. And hopefully by end of next year, the capex deployment should kind of taper down. And we hopefully would look at inorganic opportunities. I think that's the one we should look at. And what's your second question? Sorry, I forgot.
No, actually, it was about deployment itself, and then the facility is getting operational.
Are getting operational already. So, and you know, as we are getting more machines, you know, because we have started already. So initial 1 or 2 years, we started 30-40% utilization, and then it scales up to around 50-60-70% as time progresses. So that is where we are, and I think this will continue to rise only, the capacity utilization.
Sure, sir. Wish you all the very best, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shikawat. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers. Just wanted to understand that, like you mentioned in the opening remarks also, that we are awaiting contracts worth 15-20 million. Can you help us understand what kind of discussions are going on, and it's and what has moved in the last 6 months pertaining to these discussions?
So this is was regarding the US business. We already have the contracts in place, and this is all about now starting the, so we have started selling the products to the US market, and we have received our first clinical feedbacks from the customers, because you can't sell anything without getting the US FDA approval. So we have sent the first products, we have seen some sorts of feedbacks, and we are now working on some improvements on the product based on the feedbacks we have received. And hopefully in next 1 or 2 months, we'll start sending shipments out to the US in bigger shipments. And this is a build-up for the 15-20 million is a build-up over next 3-4 years. So end of, let's say, FY28, our US revenue would be close to $15 to $20 million year-on-year basis.
Got it, got it. And another question was, any reason to give a guidance of 20% next year when we are seeing a good ramp-up possible in terms of the new business? And
I think we start at a moderate number, and then we can revise. As I said, after end of Q1 or early Q2, we'll definitely make a revision. But let's start with a moderate number, with the current, situation which is. And I think we should be able to do better only. But let's start with a number which we think is really achievable. And then we'll, as even for this year, we did the same thing. We were at 20% in the beginning. And then during the end of first quarter, or early second quarter, we revised the guidance to 22 to 24%.
Fair enough. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulchandani. The next question is on the line of Zain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on the great number. I just want to know that what will be our tax rate for this year?
Nareshji, can you answer that point?
Our tax rate is 25%.
Okay. And, sir, what about the renal business? If you can share the quarter third number or 9 month number for this year?
Yeah, so the renal business will do almost 90 crores this year, financial year. And out of that 90 crores, probably we have done close to around 62, 63 crores for the first 9 months.
And 9 months for last year?
So we have totally 22% growth roughly on this business.
Okay. And one more question, sir. Sir, US contribution, if you can tell me that how much is the US sales for currently, if we are doing any US sales?
No, it's a very small number right now, as we have just started the business. Yeah, so it's not worth mentioning right now on the call.
And sir, dialysis machine, you said you will add 200 dialysis machine by FY24. So currently, how much is being added, and
so we don't give numbers like this. So at the in the middle of the year, because that's a very sensitive information from competitor point of view. So we are in line to deliver 200 to 250 machines for the current fiscal, and next year, as our Made in India machine with local board local content gets launched, so we'll be able to ramp up these numbers more faster.
Yes, and Europe growth and contribution, if you can share.
Which contribution?
Europe sales contribution.
So Europe is 40% plus revenue out of exports revenue.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Aljan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who have a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. The next question is on the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematic Shares. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and good evening, everyone. Sir, with respect to the domestic markets, would you be able to share a number as to how many hospitals are you currently supplying to actively?
Well, this is a very different number, Vishal, to share, because, it's a very widely held. So a number could be 3,000 plus or even more, actually, or even 5,000, because we don't track end-to-end, because a lot of distributors are selling products directly into the market and through the trade channels. So end-to-end we don't track, but actively we track close to around 300 to 400 top hospitals in the country.
So that is where you would be directly reaching through your own sales force, and when the rest...
We reach through our own sales force, but the supply chain is managed by the distribution partners.
Understood. And on again on this on the domestic business, if you could share as to which one would be your top three portfolio products and what would be their contribution?
No, we don't share that, Vishal, individually. Sorry, I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could share what percentage of the market are you currently addressing with your portfolio, and what is the scope of kind of building up there in terms of the addressable market on the...
Overall, we probably have a 5 to 6% market share on the products we do. And I think the scope is to increase it to around maybe 10% in the next 3 to 4 years. That's what we're trying to address right now.
So in the covered market, you have 5 to 6% share. And is there...
Yeah, that's correct.
But can you expand the covered market? So would you be addressing 50% of the addressable market?
I think the idea is to, that's how we will be able to take more market share. So it's basically total market share, not covered market share, total market share. So once we increase our coverage, then we'll be probably addressing about close to 10% of the market. So that's the plan for next 3 to 4 years.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you, Mr. Manchanda. The next question is from the line of Purva Zaveri from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah, please. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask for the CAPEX. What was the guidance about the CAPEX which you gave?
Yeah, the guidance for the CAPEX was close to 200 plus crores. We have done close to 185 crores already in 9 months. And because there's an accelerated CAPEX we are doing. And we'll be spending maybe another 40-45 crores for the current quarter also.
And can you just tell about those 4 plants which you mentioned initially?
Say again? Sorry, you are very faint. I can't hear you very well. Maybe you're on a speakerphone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just tell about those 4 plants which will be running, which you mentioned?
Yeah, the 4 plants, 3 are in Faridabad, 2 are already up and running. And 1 plant is in Jaipur SEZ, and the 4th plant, which is under construction and at the final stages, is in also in Faridabad.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Sir, at this moment, there are no further questions.
Okay.
We have a question from Mr. Vishal Manchanda. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Manchanda, please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, Vishal, I can hear you. Very well. Yeah.
So on the renal segment, as you mentioned, you would be scaling up faster next year.
Yeah.
So would that qualify you for the PLI incentives next year? Because... There's a critical number that you need to...
Yeah, I think we are not basing our business on PLI. I think we have to base it on merit, and I think that is more important. So we want to gain our market share based on the merit of the product. So PLI, we are not sure. I think we'll have to do more, because PLI says almost 60 crore year-on-year revenue for the business. And that's the reason only few companies have taken PLI in medical device sector. Out of, I think, 20 or 30 they have allotted, only 4 or 5 have taken the incentive, especially companies making large equipments. I think PLI is actually been a non-starter.
Okay. So you said 60, companies would need to cross 60 crores.
Yeah, 60 crore year-on-year revenue growth.
Okay. Okay. And there are only specific products in the renal segment, not the entire renal segment.
No. They are not. You can't increase the range. You can't. Cross segment, so this is all fixed.
Okay. So basically, it would only be, so you won't get those incentives, but you would continue to gain, build that business.
The business was not set on PLI. The business was set much before the PLI came in.
Okay. Got it.
PLI was just an enabler, I would say, but maybe it's not worked.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Manchanda. The next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Hi, Gagan. Yeah.
Sir, the first question is, around the acquisition you made in Italy. I think it was a product for the oncology specific product.
Yeah.
Can you give us some idea of how that has ramped up, and are you able to cross-pollinate that in, multiple geographies?
Yes, I think the whole idea was to see what were the synergies between the two companies. And because Polymed has a deep manufacturing infrastructure, so we were able to leverage that on our Italian, factory. And also because Polymed exports its products to over 100 countries, so we are able to get access to those customers directly for our Italian business. And because this is a Class III device, so it takes sometimes 2 to 3 years to register in each country. But these are implantable devices. So I think over a period, in last 2-3 years, we have leveraged that already. Company has grown reasonably well. And I think in next 4-5 years also, we will see new registrations which are going to come through in some very important geographies. And that will also help us to ramp up the business. So I think the company is on a good track, has now started delivering profits. So I think that the whole transformation which we did over last 2-3 years has actually worked well.
I mean, is it material enough now in a sense?
It will become material because so in next 2-3 years it will become quite material, but quite important for Polymer. Because strategically also that places up much above. So there are also cross benefits for Polymer. Because as a company, when we go to customer, we say we also are making products in Europe. So then there is a huge stress in the whole organization.
Okay. All right. And for your EU sales, I'm sorry, I was a little late on the joining the call.
Doesn't matter.
So EU sales year to date would have grown by how much, and what portion of your sales would they constitute for year to date?
So EU Europe sales around 40% plus sale of the total export revenue. So export revenue is around 67% of the total revenue of the company. So out of that, 40% is EU.
And it's grown by?
It has grown by around 35 to 40%.
Okay. So this year has been very strong. Has it come because of addition of new geographies or
no,
new?
No, the geographies are the same. It is because I think we were able to launch a lot of new devices in the European market in last few years. And I think that's the result of that.
Okay, so you're saying that you started with IV cannula, but now you've added to your product basket.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Can you give some more color on, in terms of product basket?
No, we can't give you that detail.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And
confidential company's business.
Okay. And on overall sales, is it possible to give some idea of how much is IV cannula today? And
we won't, give these numbers out.
All right. Yeah. And the four plants that, you are commissioning, two are already running, you indicated.
Yeah.
In terms of utilization next year, where do you see, being able to reach at what utilization?
Maybe around 30 to 40%. That's what I mentioned in the call earlier.
Okay. And full utilization could be probably in
end of year four.
End of year four. And this doubles your capacity, if I recall it correctly.
Yes, absolutely. It will double our capacity in terms of manufacturing capability.
Okay.
So the ramp up would take time. Nothing starts it's not machine and start producing, numbers. And with every country we need registration, every market we need to penetrate by getting products approved by hospitals, doctors. So it's a process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In terms of margin, initially, when new plants come in, they tend to have, fixed costs which are not efficiently or fully utilized. So do you see over a period of 3-4 years, the operating leverage that gets created from, utilization ramp up in these plants aiding for your margins further?
Your current P&L has already absorbed all these costs.
Okay.
Yeah, number one. Number two, as we start, you know, ramping up capacity products on these plants, definitely we will see better performance. That's what we think, and that should happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tareja. The next question is from the line of Sumit Gupta from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, hi, Sumit.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just majority of the questions have been answered. Is that I want to know about the, like, how your plans about increasing the sales force in the in domestic business, and how do you see the sales force productivity in, going forward?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is, you know, domestic market is very fragmented. And, you know, because India is a large geography, so we'll have to keep on adding more feet on the ground to address more hospitals. So we have added 50 to 60 people this year. Next year plan is to add across all the six divisions around 100 people. And also, you know, we'll be rejigging some of our, you know, leadership teams, you know, to ensure that, you know, we go deep down with most of our customers whom we are working with today. So we are working all across, and I think that's a important market for us, very, very important market. And we will continue to, you know, go faster here. And especially with Make in India focus, I think a lot of new opportunities will open, especially with our two new businesses of critical care and cardiology.
Okay. So what is the current field force in India?
I think it's close to around 400 people, including sales, marketing, clinical, PM, product management teams, and also application teams, all inclusive.
Okay. So over the next 2 to 3 years, you expect this the sales force productivity to increase?
Yeah, see, of course, we're in the current key accounts, we'll go more deeper, so same people would be there. But if we have to go wider, then we have to add more people. So I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll add probably 100 people each year probably to address that market.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gupta. The next question is from the line of Dheeresh from White Oak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, 400 people you said, how many are, on the ground people which are dealing with the hospitals directly out of this 400?
Say again, could you repeat that question? I could not hear it properly.
I heard the last question you mentioned 400 people in the total sales division,
yes.
Out
yes.
of which how many are on the ground, you know, dealing with hospitals?
On the ground would be around 330.
These 330 people would be covering roughly how many hospitals?
Over 5,000 hospitals.
Over 5,000 hospitals, okay. Yeah. And you're saying 100 people every year you will be adding,
yeah,
right?
We have to add because of two new divisions and plus the existing business expansion.
Okay. So for the 9 months, I don't know if you already shared this because I was delayed by a few minutes. So 9 months, if you can share region-wise growth. Like I think I heard you say that Europe was some 40% growth, right, this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, but we don't give out region-wise growth. We only give out domestic and export business, and out of that we call out for Europe business because that's a significant part of the company's business, one-third of the company's revenue. So that is what we have called out. So domestic business has grown around 18%, 18.5%. Export has grown around 23.5%. In 9 months.
You're giving for 9 months, right? Okay.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And within exports, obviously, Europe has grown much faster, right?
Anyway, other countries are very badly affected because of currency crisis globally. But for us, Europe is the prime market. So that market is growing, and for us, that is more important.
Outside of Europe, what would be the second largest export market?
Then we have LATAM.
Okay. LATAM. And LATAM, you obviously bill in euro dollars, but it is the local country is being impacted because of...
not in LATAM. LATAM is not very affected. I think whole of Middle East, Africa, that is more impacted today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you for taking the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Deepak. I can't hear him.
Deepak, please go ahead.
You come back to Deepak maybe. Yeah.
The next question is on the line of Girish Jain. Please go ahead.
I can't hear anybody. Hello?
Just a second, sir. Mr. Girish Jain, can you please move ahead? Participants who have a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Nihar Shah. Please go ahead.
Around 50%.
Nihar,
can
you hear us? Hello? Yeah, Nihar. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Great. So you've spoken about, you know, 50% plus growth in the renal segment, and we're also adding new products in the critical care and cardiology.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, are we facing some pressure in the, you know, base business in the domestic market? Because, you know,
not really. There's no pressure because, again, it's about, you know, getting more deeper into the market. So the growth rate, of course, we're not happy with that, around 18.5%. So we would like to move to that, you know, number of 22%, 21-22%. And, of course, the base is also increasing. So I think we don't see any price. It's about going more deeper and wider with the existing business.
Understood.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks.
And new businesses will take time to scale up. It's not that they scale up immediately.
Obviously. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Deepak Lalwani. Please go ahead. Mr. Deepak Lalwani, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Deepak.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand, when you draw your assumption of 20% growth for the next year, just wanted to understand, you know, the basis of this assumption from three angles. One would be, you know, the market itself growing in India and exports. Two, if you could throw some light on, you know, the shift from Chinese products that we are seeing today. Is it related to these two factors, or is it completely company-led, where, you know, we have worked on distribution and we have worked on a lot of products and patents, which is, you know, sort of benefiting us?
So I think I would agree with one and three, because the one is regarding market growth, which is definitely happening, especially in India, where we see 12 to 15% growth in the healthcare sector. So that would indirectly benefit the medtech sector. And there's no shift from China. Today, we don't compete with any Chinese products. We're not doing the such products where we have a competition from China. Otherwise, Chinese are hands down 20% cheaper than in any field. So for us, it is more about technology, patents, which we have, and we're able to today build that market for our own products. For us, that is the key.
Right, right. And when you draw the same assumption for the export market, what is giving you the confidence?
Because exports also, because we have continuously, you know, custom by engagements, and we know that what the customer is needing, and we have projections for next year already.
Right. Right. Got it. And sir, you spoke about in your initial comments of the Red Sea impact. So if you could just throw some light on any revenue, any short-term revenue or cost impact that you're seeing in, you know, the next...
I think we don't see any revenue cost, because most of the freight is paid by the customer. So we don't pay any freight. Our rates are ex-factory or ex-work. So to us, I think there's no impact, but it impacts the customers in general, where they will have to pay extra for the freight cost or wait longer for delivery of the products. And that is where, you know, because if your customer is not suffering, then probably, you know, you definitely feel that, you know, some cycles could go here haywire. But I think it's a temporary phase, and I think when this correction happens again, I think they'll be fine. Because we'll see a lag of 15 days. Once that lag is over, then the cycle is again back to normal.
Sure. So have you seen any substantial or any significant sort of a delay?
No. I've already told that January was a great month again. So.
Okay. Got it, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Jain from KJMC FinServ Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Congratulations on the good set of results. I joined late, so pardon me if there is some duplication in my question.
Sir, I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Sir, we are not able to hear you.
Yeah. I was not able to hear Mr. Girish Jain. Sir, can you repeat the question?
Mr. Girish Jain, can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes.
Yeah, so if you can share any flavor on the USA business, have there been any new filings?
Yes, yeah, so we have received two new approvals of FDA, you know, under FDA. So totally now we have four approvals. And as I told, you know, maybe in the earlier calls, we are looking for 8 to 10 products. So hopefully by end of this year, we will receive all 8 to 10 approvals, which we have planned for. Initial shipments have gone. We received some comments and feedbacks. And based on that, we are making some small improvements in the products, you know, based on the user feedbacks. And then once that is done, I think hopefully next 1 or 2 months, we will see more shipments going to U.S. But that is in all, everything is in line what we have already anticipated. So this is nothing new or unusual.
So we are holding on to the expectation of revenue?
Yeah, absolutely. The revenue expectation is absolutely in line. And it was based on this, because whenever you have to send anything to US, you can only send after your FDA approvals.
Okay.
That's the real, you know, where, you know, they will try the products and really it will go for clinical usage.
And the other question was on the CAPEX. If I heard correctly, two plants are already operational. And
three are operational. Three are operational. Fourth one is going to be operational by end of this quarter or early next quarter.
And we hope to hit capacity utilization of 80% or 90% by end of the third year?
Fourth year, I would say.
End of the fourth year?
Yeah, because the infrastructure is built over... you know, to cater the needs for next 3 to 4 years.
So this capacity will suffice for the next 4 years?
Already some capacity is already kicked in. Some has already kicked in already.
Okay.
No. Yeah, because one plant started operational in first quarter, and then one started in quarter two, quarter three. So capacity has already started kicking in, some capacity.
Okay. And in the previous call, I think if I remember correctly, you had mentioned that we have excess land available near the existing factory where we can put up more facilities if required in the future.
Yes, we will do that. Because now I think we have sufficient infrastructure covering us for next 2 to 3 years. And once we see an opportunity, definitely we will do that. So I think from that side, we are fully covered.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. At this moment, there are no further questions. So I would now like to hand over the call to the management for closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation, and I'm really thankful for, you know, great questions you have asked today. And definitely, it gives us more motivation to do better in coming years. And definitely, we will follow the recommendations, guidance, and what you have mentioned today on the call. And thank you for your time and look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.